Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening, and welcome to the NFL Draft.
This is Seattle Sports presentation of the NFL Draft. Hear reaction to every Seahawks pick, streaming on the Seattle Sports app.
Come on, man!
We continue our coverage live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. It's Brock Huard, it's Michael Bumpus, it's Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton with you. Six picks are in. The Titans pick is in. We'll give you that as soon as Roger Goodell steps up to the podium, in case you're just tuning in. Bears go with Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC with the first overall pick. Jaden Daniels goes number two to the Commanders, quarterback out of LSU. Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina, goes to the Patriots. Number three, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State, going to the Cardinals at four. Joe Alt from Notre Dame, offensive tackle, heads to the Chargers. And then the most recent pick, Malik Nabers out of LSU, wide receiver, headed to the New York Giants. And again, the Titans pick is in. They'll be followed by the Atlanta Falcons, Chicago Bears, and the Bears is the one spot that I saw Dunze going with this pick. That seemed to be the most common in the mocks, but we'll see. Sounds like perhaps the Titans go O-lineman here, but so far some of the players we've seen mocked to the Seahawks are certainly still there to be had. So as these picks go, let's see what is in store from the commissioner.
Pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select J.C. Latham, tackle, Alabama.
J.C. Latham out of Alabama, offensive tackle, headed to the Tennessee Titans.
There's your monster, Brock.
There is 350 pounds of pain coming at you right now. He is a young buck, too, just 21. A lot of these guys, five-star talents, Bump, you mentioned.
He's a big dude. He's walking through a crowd right now, and he's bigger than everybody in that crowd. Yeah. So
now, he's a right tackle, like, you know, Trent Williams. He kind of looks a little bit like Trent Williams down there in San Francisco. That's just a bully. But you look at his tape, man. He 350 pounds. He's powerful.
Almost 6'6".
Yeah, he is. He's a people mover, man. People mover. And here we go. We got three QBs. We got two offensive tackles. We got two receivers. And Dave, we're like seven picks in, and I'm not smelling any defenders yet.
Yeah, well, they make mistakes all the time, bro.
Offense wins championships now, guys. You didn't know that? Yeah. Offense wins you games, but offense wins championships.
Said by a receiver and a quarterback. But
Your yeah. buddy John Schneider likes to say they don't have an offensive lineman tree. I can't go get just an offensive line. They don't grow on trees.
In your
Dave.
Backyard.
Yeah, well, this draft had a 6'8" gigantic guy named Alt. This draft has a 6'6", 350-pound tree in Latham. We're not done. We got a Fautanu. We got a Fuaga. We got a bunch of other of these tackles where this league is just saying, I'm not these GMs. I'm not trading. I'm sorry. I guarantee you today and yesterday their phones rang. I want to get up. I need to get one of these guys. And they're like, I'm not going to get cute. I'm going to take that big man right there.
Well, and the Falcons pick is in, so we'll see what they've got in store. Again, they'll be followed by the Bears and then the New York Jets rounding out the top 10. And so far, I'd say that there hasn't been an upset, but a lot of the mock drafts did have J.J. McCarthy going in this area, you know, in the top five and some the third overall pick to the New England Patriots. So I guess if we're trying to look at an upset or somebody who's dropping a bit, he's dropped a bit compared to some of the mocks that had him there.
Yeah, the main thing I've learned so far in this draft is that, like Brock mentioned, Arizona and the Chargers are not getting cute, and the New York football Giants believe in Daniels. I thought for some reason that they had buyer's remorse in paying this man $40 million a year. You bring over Drew Lock for some competition. I assumed if there was anyone who's going to take JJ early, it was going to be the New York Giants. That is not the case over there. So, yeah, it's we thought it was going to get interesting after number three. Nah, it's still usual.
Make you guys a little nervous if John wants to trade down, that maybe this trade market every year, these war rooms and these trades, Dave? I mean, if you want to trade down, does this make you a little nervous that maybe teams are just not willing to do it? Because you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to take the best guy that's sitting here on my board.
Well, I mean, from talking to John, we know he has backup scenarios for every situation, mm-hmm. and, you know, all the different things that come. You know, he was talking about how, you know, in the later rounds, it moves a lot faster and you have to be more on your toes and everything. But yeah, I'm sure he has a solution for that. And I feel like they're, where are you guys on Brock Bowers?
Love him.
I watched like a reel of his catches and then I watched him blocking. Holy moly. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the best blocking tight end I've ever seen. Man.
I mean, I give that guy a lot of credit. He's fought his hairline, you know.
When you're that. Don't be talking about hairlines, right. Man. When you're bald up here.
When you're as young. But you didn't go bald at 22, I don't think.
23.
Okay. All right.
He's fought his hairline.
Jeez. Okay. Other than that, Brock, that brilliant analysis. What do you.
Well, you know,
I mean,
you know what's interesting? The team that's on the clock now, Atlanta, a couple years ago, they drafted a tight end that had freakier tape than Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Out of Florida.
Was he a real tight end, though? Pitts?
That's true. He's kind of a tweener.
Yeah.
Kind of a tweener. But good shot of Michael Penix wearing his shades as well, his white shades. Remember, Atlanta was a team this week that supposedly had worked out Michael and made some trips and sent their whole brass. And
that'd be ridiculous. Kirk Cousins, right? That'd be ridiculous.
They did. It would make no sense to me either. And it's also probably the one spot in these mocks where a defender went because they need pass rush. And Dallas Turner is the guy that I think most of these mocks have put to Atlanta.
Yeah, so the pick is in. Again, the Bears are coming up next. We'll see what the Falcons have in store. They've been cutting to different guys that they showed J.J. McCarthy sitting there. They showed Penix sitting there. So we'll see if they do a little okey-doke and they go defender since they've been showing nothing but quarterbacks in relation to the Falcons here. But that would be an odd move, go quarterback. They did pick up Kirk Cousins. So they, at least for the time being, have that spot locked up. I don't know if you go eighth overall pick with a quarterback, unless you feel like this is a temporary, very temporary solution with Kirk Cousins. We're going to draft our future, but we'll see. So the Falcons getting set to have Roger Goodell come out the stage and announce that pick as people are out there doing the Falcon dance or whatever the heck that was right there.
With Atlanta, you look at their offense. They have a running back. They got a tight end in Kyle Pitts. You have a receiver in Drake London. You got to make sure that defense is on point. That's what I think is going to happen here.
It's going to be a defensive pick here. Well, let's find out. Is Roger Goodell making his way out onto the stage to give us the eighth overall pick? Again, the Bears will be on the clock following this one. Let's see what the commissioner's got in store.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., Washington.
Whoa, the first surprise, to say the very least. Michael Penix going to the Atlanta Falcons with the eighth overall pick. How about it?
Wow.
I did not see that coming. Wow. I thought them cutting to him. You brought up that they had conversations. Brock is taking off all of his clothes for those of you watching on the stream.
He knew something.
He's got his Michael Penix
shirt.
Just
tell us next time.
There we go.
Just tell us next time. He knew.
Wow.
Who you talk to over there? Who you know?
Wow.
Okay, lefty.
You didn't think he was going there. Come on.
What?
You didn't think
he knew.
No, he did not.
Did you not just listen to the tip, Bob? Were you not listening?
You didn't think he was going to the Falcons. Stop it.
Do you not listen to what I just said 2 minutes ago? People have been saying Michael Penix.
Brock, you say lots of things.
Yeah, I do, Dave. Okay. And therefore, I could hit once out of 100. No, did I think this? Okay. Just signed Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
But Kirk Cousins is coming off an Achilles.
Right.
Kirk Cousins.
What's his contract? How many years?
Pretty good dough. Pretty good. Pretty big guarantees.
2 or 3 years.
And if you're Kirk Cousins, you're watching this tonight, and you in your Coles t-shirt, like, what did we just do?
Uh-oh.
What did we just? We just drafted this kid in the top 10?
You know what, though, man? If this kid works out, which I think he is going to, I love everything about Penix, but you solve a long-term problem, man. I mean, quarterbacks, I hate to put, you know, too much importance on it, but if I'm drafting and trying to build a team, and Bump, you mentioned all the weapons they have.
Brock's over here going through some things, man.
I am so freaking proud of that kid. I he's not even a kid. I'm dead serious. Like, that guy was broken in Indiana. He was broken. He was done. He was done. And he rebuilt himself. And he went 25-3. And he elevated Indiana. And he elevated Washington. And he's second in the Heisman Trophy. And he put, look at the W. He put that purple on that screen in the top 10. And Rome's coming soon. And Troy's coming soon.
Rome so, might come right now. Bro, the Bears pick is in.
Bro, what school did you go to? All right, just check it. Just check it. But I'm, right with, I'm with you too.
Right here.
I'm with you too.
Right here. Look
the,
at him.
The best thing I like about this pick is that he gets to marinate. He gets to sit for a little bit. Yeah. Now, I know he's 23, yeah. About to be 24. I guess he's old when it comes to football years. Forget all that noise. You get to sit and learn behind Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins doesn't win a lot of playoff games, but he wins a lot of games. And he's shown that he can take your franchise to the next level. Can he take you to the Super Bowl? No, he hasn't done that. But I like this for Penix. He gets to sit, relax, marinate, and
let me add just a couple last things. I'm sorry. I'm just going to hog the stage here with the Husky right here. Raheem Morris is their new head coach, right? West Coast dude. Watched all those West Coast games and also knows with Matthew Stafford, who he's been around, like rocket arms matter. Putting that ball in a place that few other guys can do it, throwing it the way that that guy can throw it. I asked Peyton Manning one time, of all these guys that have come to your Manning Academy, all of them over the last 20 years, who's the one that was just like, wow, that arm is just different? It was Matthew Stafford. It's Matthew Stafford. And this guy has Matthew Stafford kind of arm. He's got that kind of ability. And now he has Kyle Pitts. And now he's got a running back. And now he's got Drake London. And now he's got a good old line like that. And he gets to learn from Kirk, if Kirk is right. So what a cool, cool deal for Michael Penix Jr.
That's awesome for UW football, as much as Bump and I are
it's all love. You know, it's all good.
Super excited about it. But no, that's he's amazing. And I think Bob was reading this week something he wrote in The Athletic, I think it is.
Yeah, Players Tribune.
Tribune. And it was just so well done.
Yeah.
And he just a smart kid. He's really very steady. We had him on the radio and on our show, and he was just amazing. He was humble. All these things had happened to him, and he was just a regular guy. You can tell he's got great parents and really really just a good solid pick there, and man. I love it.
He's got to be so jacked. He's a Tampa guy. He's a South Florida guy. He's right down there in Atlanta. All his family, all his friends. He had to go to Bloomington. He moved all the way to Washington. He rebuilt him. I mean, it's just that's a pretty stinking cool deal for Michael Penix.
Yeah, it's great. The Bears pick is in. Let's see what Roger Goodell's got in store for Bears fans who took Caleb Williams number one.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
Husky's going back to back, and we're having a hard time containing Brock Huard right now.
He's
very, very excited. And this is now this follows the mocks. This is I saw Rome Bears 9. That was one of the more common names. So he kind of falls where the mock drafters had him, and very cool to see Husky's going back to back. The surprise certainly is Penix at 8 above JJ McCarthy, who seemed to have all the momentum and everything. And Dave's prediction of 6 quarterbacks being gone by 16 could happen because you got 3 teams in a row coming up. Projected with quarterback needs, looking at the Broncos, looking at the Vikings, and looking at the Raiders. They're all sitting there ahead of the Seahawks. The Jets are on the clock with just over 6 minutes to go. We'll come back with their pick. The Vikings are right after them, but through 9 picks so far in the 2024 NFL Draft, we got you covered on every bit of it right here, Seattle Sports on 710.
Sign up for Mariners Mail to receive pre-sale offers, exclusive content, and more directly to your inbox for free. Mariners Mail subscribers get first dibs on all the latest ticket news and action from T-Mobile Park. Go to mariners.com/insider to join the club today.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the 2024 NFL Draft. Hear reaction to every Seahawks pick on Seattle Sports and streaming live on the Seattle Sports app.
We are live at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. It's Dave Wyman, Michael Bumpus, Brock Heward, Bob Stelton taking you through all of the action in the NFL Draft 2024 version. The Vikings pick is in. They moved up a spot. We're all assuming it's J.J. McCarthy, right? Are we all on board with that?
J.J. McCarthy
will be Dave's prediction of all these the six quarterbacks being gone before the Seahawks pick at 16 is looking really good. You got to be feeling good right now.
No, Dave. I just entirely pulled it out of my tailpipe.
What else is hanging around up there?
Now I'm off track. I think you look at the quarterback classes to come, that it, like, next year, not great, and they're already looking at that kind of stuff. And I just think that's one position where people panic. Like, we got to have a quarterback. But if you get the right one, man, it's, first of all, it's really hard to do because what are there, 12 or 13, 14 maybe teams that have the guy that's, you know, we know Patrick Mahomes or
that is the man.
The man, you know, and a lot of guys are they have quarterbacks, but they don't quite know yet whether or not this is the long term solution. But if you're able to solve that problem for the next 10, 12 years, I mean, it's just, you know, you look at the Chiefs. I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes and that's pretty much it. I mean, you know that you're going to be in the playoffs. You're going to be able to win games because, you look at how rare it is that somebody has the right guy.
So the Vikings must have had a feeling that the Broncos or the Raiders were going to jump them. So they made the trade with the Jets, who don't appear to be in the market for a quarterback. So they just flip-flop spots there. And we'll see what the exchange was on that. But the Vikings pick is in with the assumption that it will be J.J. McCarthy. They'll be followed by the Jets and then Denver, which is the next spot, was a potential landing spot for a quarterback. Also the Raiders right after them. So we'll see what kind of action goes on there.
Sorry, Dave. We have 10 offensive players out of 10, if this is J.J., and we have five of those 10 being quarterbacks. Five quarterbacks, three wide receivers.
We've been hearing about this for like the last couple of years. That this is going to be the big draft for quarterbacks. So, and it's just been weird to see Bo Nix. I mean, that dude had 470 attempts and only three interceptions.
Played 61 games.
Yeah, 61 Started. Games, and I think he was 77% completion percentage. And then the other thing, somebody did some, without the drops, he's like 85%.
Yeah, his numbers tell quite a story on him. We can talk more about him as Roger Goodell is stepping up to the podium. Got a small group of people with him here as they'll announce the Minnesota Vikings pick, again, trading up to number 10.
To help make the Minnesota Vikings selection, we are honored to have with us the surviving mother, brothers, and nephew of fallen hero, United States Army Sergeant Zachary Ewing. Zachary died after a battle with cancer, a cancer that was discovered after he was injured during his second deployment to Iraq. We salute him and thank his family and TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, which offers care to those grieving the loss of a military loved one. I'm now going to turn this over to Sergeant Ewing's nephew, Asher, who will announce the pick in honor of his uncle.
Come on up. With the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback, Michigan.
There you go. Cool moment on stage as the Vikings announcing their pick again. In case you're just tuning in, they traded with the Jets to move up one spot. Obviously, again, getting the feeling that the teams behind them, the Broncos, the Raiders, may leapfrog them in order to get J.J. McCarthy. So they make the trade with the Jets to move into the 10th spot. And J.J. McCarthy is the fifth quarterback off the board. Five quarterbacks in 10 picks.
All offensive players, right? You run seven.
Are you trying to
seven.
Hurt Dave Sheeler? No, are you trying to rub it into Dave?
No.
Yeah, I feel like he's sticking it to me.
Oh, you think of now? Well, you just wait, Dave, as we continue on here.
Giving more, him the business.
And more offensive tackles, because we're going to get a run on offensive tackles now. I don't even know when the next or first defensive player. And I'm just sitting here this whole time, my whole brain. A, I'm super excited for my two Huskies. But B, I'm trying to think, how is this impacting that war room next to us? Right? How I would now, you talked about scenarios, Dave. Like, what are we doing now? Are we going to get the number one defensive player in this draft at 16? Right, as I understand it,
which would be,
well, I mean, there's a great debate about that. Do you want the D tackle? Do you want the defensive end? Do you want the corner? Like, there is great. I mean, you could have your pick of the number one defensive player in this draft. You know, the number one corner. I know that would be outrageous to some.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it would. But look, that's what happened last year. They really were pretty set. I mean, Tariq Woolen was coming off, and I don't know what they're thinking about him. And maybe the kid can move inside or whatever, but. Yeah, I mean, I do agree with Bump that the game is going that way and that you're going to see a lot less linebackers on the field and more kind of hybrid guys. But, I think that's the way the game is going, and I would not be surprised if they took a corner.
Do you know why casinos make a lot of money? Because people keep going back thinking, tonight is my night.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's why five quarterbacks and 10 go. Because if I'm right on this, Dave, to your point, if I'm right on Herbert, if I'm right on Joe – in Cincinnati, if I'm right on
Joe Burrow,
if I'm right on Patrick Mahomes, if I'm right on Aaron Rodgers, if I'm just right, and if it just strikes for me just right, you know, and the likelihood is three or four of these guys are going to bust.
Yeah.
But if one of them is a difference maker, it sets my organization up for a long, long time.
Number one and number two, I feel like I'm more likely to bust than other quarterbacks taken. I feel like if there's anybody set up for the most success is Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy, because they get to sit for a little bit. They get to analyze the game and see what happens. Minnesota Vikings signed Sam Darnold on a one-year deal, $10 million. Go ahead and prove it. If not, we're going to develop this young guy. Also, what that does is sets the Vikings up to say, Justin Jefferson, look, we got you a quarterback. Yep. Sam might be the guy for right now, but we got you a quarterback. So, look, it's a privilege being the number one pick. I think Caleb Williams is more than worthy of being the number one pick, but I look at what the Chicago Bears do, and I say, I don't know. I look at Jaden Daniels and the Commanders and their history. I go, I don't know. I hope it all works out for these guys. I would love for number one and number three to be extremely successful. But who set up for the most success? Who is the best quarterback in the game right now? It's Patrick Mahomes. Everyone's hoping for a C.J. Stroud. We just saw the best rookie season from a quarterback in NFL history in C.J. Stroud. I don't know if that can happen again. I hope it happens for everybody. Again, I love to see these guys have success, but so far, man, I like the Vikings. I like what Atlanta's doing. Let those guys sit for a little bit.
Somebody's going to be really pissed at themselves for not taking Penix because of injury history.
Right.
We were talking about this the other day, and you know, there was a certain something I lost when I had my big blown out knee in college. But like the ability, and Brock, you keep saying it about adversity and being able to face that down. Like you said, I mean, he was done, right?
Yeah.
And you know, he made his way back. So I really like that about him. The medical part of it, you know, gets a little bit, you know, every team's different. I think the Seahawks are that way.
Keep an eye on.
They're very tough on injured players.
Keep an eye on Faltano here. He made a pre-draft visit to the Jets just last week. Troy did, so keep an eye on him.
Don't say that. Don't speak that evil.
Yeah. I'm not.
Well, he busts me two for two.
Let's find out. Roger Goodell making his way to the podium, coming in with the New York Jets with the number 11 overall pick.
With the 11th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Olu Fashanu, tackle, Penn State.
Olu Fashanu going to the New York Jets with the number 11 pick. The Denver Broncos now on the clock with the 12th overall pick, thought to be looking for a quarterback. Also, the team right behind them, the Las Vegas Raiders, thought to be looking for a quarterback. Maybe Bo Nix goes in one of these two picks following. But what do you think of this? This is the you were just talking about this kid out of Penn State.
I don't think he was a fit for Seattle. He's a tackle. I mean, he is a bona fide tackle. He'll play tackle for Aaron Rodgers. But I'm looking at Fautanu and I'm looking at Fuaga, the two big, powerful Northwest, Pacific Northwest offensive tackles still on the board. And I am hoping one of those two is sitting there at 16.
All right, so there you go. The Broncos are officially on the clock with the 12th overall pick. We'll come back with what they're doing as we are 11 picks into the 2024 NFL Draft, live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the 2024 NFL Draft. Hear reaction to every Seahawks pick on Seattle Sports and streaming live on the Seattle Sports app.
The Broncos pick is in. We will send you to the podium as soon as Roger Goodell wanders up there. Bo Nix goes with pick number 11. So Dave Wyman nailed it. Six quarterbacks taken before the Seahawks pick at 16, a run on quarterbacks, and we'll see what's going to happen here as Roger Goodell steps up to the mic.
12th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
So Bo Nix is the sixth quarterback taken off the board, and I'm curious because we talked about his numbers briefly earlier, and if you just looked at him statistically, he's ridiculous.
Yes.
What's the knock on him? What separates him or makes him less than the other five?
I think the system at Oregon was set up. You know, you look at the number of throws. Joel Klatt was talking about that this week on our show of, man, you look at Penix and you got each game, you know, 15 to 20 throws. They're like, yeah, that's an NFL throw. That's an NFL throw. That's an NFL throw. You put on an Oregon game, and I called a bunch of Bo's games, like, okay, that's a high school throw. That's a swing pass. That's a smoke screen. That's a hitch. I mean, it's great, but that's not really an NFL throw. And you know what else is striking me? And they're showing some Auburn footage. I just wrote this down. Four of the top six. So six of the 12 picks are QBs. Four of the six If we had chatted with our friends in Tempe 3 years ago about Jaden Daniels and said, he can be the number two pick in the draft, they'd be like, you out of your mind.
Right.
If we chatted with the folks on the plains down in Opelika, Alabama, and said, in 2 years, Bo Nix is going to be the number 12 pick in the draft, you're out of your minds. If we chatted with our friends in Bloomington, Indiana, and said, in 2 years, Michael Penix is going to be the number 8 pick in the draft, this guy's broken and you're out of your mind. Mm. I mean, transfer. It's amazing. And they rebuilt themselves and rebooted themselves through the process.
Well, and it looks like that's working, the transfer portal. And especially at the quarterback position, I feel like that's the one where you get a guy and it's really not fair, right? You get a guy and he's your starter until you get another one. And like, oh, sorry, you're out. And I mean, I wonder if these guys would have the careers that they did. I mean, I know he got hurt a little bit in Auburn was one of the reasons why he ended that season, but he was also at odds with the coach there, right?
Yeah, and the world was on him. He was from there. It was just, he was in the fishbowl, and it was all about him and the expectations and the pressure. He could never, reach that, and the program was dysfunctional. And he moves 3,000 miles away and rebuilds himself. And it's just, it's pretty incredible journey some of these guys have been on. Now, the other three, right, like Drake May never left Carolina, and J.J. never left Ann Arbor, and obviously Caleb went with, so you could throw him four of the six for transfers. Yeah. Caleb went with Lincoln to SC as well.
So is this, so far, 12 picks in, Bo Nix the most recent, six quarterbacks taken, as Brock offense. Was just talking about, all offense. Is this going to be the first? Because most of the mocks had the Raiders going quarterback. Again, right. When mocks are not gospel. But what do you think, Bump? Is this where we see the first defensive player, or what do you see that we see the Raiders doing here?
No, I think this is where we see the first defensive player. I thought the Raiders were in the business of drafting a quarterback. You got O'Connell over there. We'll see what happens with. I think this is where it gets interesting, I guess. All the quarterbacks that Dave predicted to be gone are gone. I want to point out something to Bo Nix. Sometimes we make the game more complicated than it has to be. Sometimes a quarterback will be enticed to throw that seam route with the safety over the top because he wants to make the big play. He wants to throw that post even though the safety's over the top. Bo Nix had personnel and took what the defense was giving him and ran the offense that the offensive coordinator called. So, again, just the same way we can look at Michael Penix and knock him for playing behind the greatest offensive line in the country and say, well, he played behind that offensive line. How good is he? The same way I think we look at Bo Nix and say he just ran his offense and took advantage of the personnel. There's something that one, two, three, four quarterbacks have in common, West Coast, Pac-12. You want to play some quarterback, man?
Sorry,
come to the Pac-12. It's gone, though. Ain't no more Pac-12. It's gone, though.
2024 NFL Draft. The Las Vegas Raiders select Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
Defensive player off the board, Brock Bowers, the consensus best tight end in the draft, a guy we were kind of hoping could be there at 16 just to see if it would entice the Seahawks, but not to be. Tight end out of Georgia headed to the Las Vegas Raiders with the pick. So 13 picks in, still no defensive player, and this is the record, as we heard from Lefko, right?
Is there even defense in the NFL anymore, Dave?
Sheesh.
Just the disrespect for defense.
Disrespect, yeah. Huh? This guy, I really loved him. I thought, there was a chance that – do you think they would have taken him if they fell? If he fell?
No.
Yeah, his blocking is phenomenal. Like, that's something that almost every tight end, you're like, okay, you go to the next level, you got to clean some things up. You got to get bigger. You got to get stronger. He looked like a guy playing pro football in college.
Yes. Yep. Man-child.
So Saints are on the clock as we speak. They'll be followed by the Indianapolis Colts and then, of course, our Seattle Seahawks at 16. So two picks in front of the Seahawks, Saints, Colts.
Well, it's going to be an offensive. Saints have to go offensive tackle. You're going to have 14 and maybe Indianapolis, who needs a receiver and weapons for Anthony Richardson. And I know Bowers was the guy they referenced. The Seahawks could have the first defensive player in number 16 in this draft.
Yeah.
Mike McDonald, do you think Mike McDonald, Dave, being a first-time head coach as a D coordinator or defensive background, do you think that matters?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, first of all, it's going to be John's, decision and everything. But I don't know, maybe nobody wants to play defense anymore because you can't tackle anyone, right? I mean,
he's getting flagged left and right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how bad that is. But, yeah, this is strange. I would not have noticed it. If Brock hadn't continually pointed it out, trying to stick it to me, I wouldn't have noticed it though. But I mean, I don't know. Is there a defender that you guys thought would be Dallas Turner? Maybe
It would be gone by now.
Dallas Turner, maybe Verse. But Jerry looking Verse. At what every team needs, I felt like there was going to be a run on offensive players. Brock Bowers is what tight ends are evolving to. We look at the quarterback position, and no longer are you going to have the days of a guy who is 6'6", just going to stand in the quarterback, I mean, stand in the pocket and not be mobile, right? I look at the tight end position, and I go, they're looking for George Kittle, for Travis Kelce, for Andrews. That position is evolving. So I love that Brock Bowers got this pick. I think he's the future of the tight end position. I'm surprised that the Las Vegas Raiders went to it. I think that it was just a product of what happened in front of them. This is what happened. So now we ask, what are the Seahawks going to do? It's still contingent on 14 and 15. I think they have three guys in their pocket right now. They're saying, look, if these guys are still available, we're going to take a swing at it. But who knows what that is right now?
Well, the Saints are on the clock with just under 5 minutes to go, followed by Indianapolis, then the Seattle Seahawks. And we've got you covered on every bit of it right here. It's live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. Dave Wyman, Michael Bumpus, Brock Heward, Bob Stelton with you. Seattle Sports on 710.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the 2024 NFL Draft. Hear reaction to every Seahawks pick on Seattle Sports and streaming live on the Seattle Sports app.
It is the 2024 NFL Draft, and we have got you covered live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. Bob Stelton, Michael Bumpus, Dave Wyman, Brock Heward taking you through the entire thing. Brock Bowers, the last pick, number 13, tight end out of Georgia, going to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Saints pick is in, so Roger Goodell will step up at the podium here momentarily, and then the Indianapolis Colts will be on the clock, followed by our Seattle Seahawks. And I'm starting to get the feeling, guys, I feel like they're going to trade out of that pick. I'm getting that sense right now. I don't know.
Or they're going to pick somebody that they don't need.
So a position that they don't. Yeah, you're right.
Or they could have the number one defensive player on the board, because this is going to be an offensive tackle.
Let's see. Roger Goodell making his way to the podium right now, coming in with the New Orleans Saints pick at number 14.
Find out right now. Here's the commission.
With the 14th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Taulaise Fuaga, tackle, Oregon State.
All right, another offensive tackle out of Oregon State, Fuaga off the board. So
Tahoma's finest right there.
Still waiting for the first defensive player.
Ronse, Ahmad Rashad, and Talisi Fuaga. Those are the three T-Birds from Mount Tahoma High School.
Ahmad Rashad? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Ahmad Rashad wow. back in the day. And look at that, man. This kid is, he's like Fautanu. He's just bigger. He's 6'6", so he's a little bit bigger than Troy Fautanu, but those two very much paired together, two guys from the beloved Pac-12.
The former Pac-12. Wow.
I know. And and so Troy Fautanu is still on the board. And Dave, I'm not going to say it, man. I'm not going to tell you how many offensive guys have gone in 14 picks.
By
I'm
not just, saying it, I'm he's saying it, Dave.
It's pretty amazing. This is
it
ever,
really is.
Right?
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think top 10 was the record. There was no defensive player taken in the top 10 for the first time ever. And now we're through 14 picks with no defensive player. The Colts are on the clock as we speak. Talk about what their needs are. But the Seahawks, by the way, are you on board? Do you think they're trading out of that
pick?
I mean,
this phone has got to be ringing off the hook in that hallway right across from us. It has to. This is unprecedented. We've never been in this spot where there is not a defender taken in the first 14 picks. So you got your top corner. You got your top pass rusher. You got your top D tackle. You got your top whatever you want, whoever you think is the best defensive player in this draft.
Yeah.
There are teams sitting there in the 20s going, are you kidding me?
Yeah, totally agree, man. I mean, look at Dallas Turner. You watch that guy. We did a little profile on him, and he just is such a like, it's just so natural for him.
6'3", 250, 34.5-inch arms. He ran 4.46, Dave. He jumped 41 inches at the vert.
Oh, my God. Just ridiculous athlete. And then just his way, the way he moves around the field, he doesn't waste space, and he's just very, very natural. So, yeah, I mean, the way you put it, Brock, that there's plenty of teams out there that would love to have a defender, and, Seahawks sitting there, so... We'll see what Indianapolis does here, but this is I'm starting to kind of warm up to the idea of trading. I'm starting to think.
But what if Troy Fautanu is there?
Yeah, I'd take him. That's
Is he the one guy left right now? As you look at all of this, is every defender's possible? Is he the one guy left with the Indianapolis picking before us? Is he the one guy left that you would not try? I felt like, and I've been talking about this for a few weeks, it could be the conundrum in that war room. Because this guy is solidifies. We put him next to Charles Cross, and we may have Steve Hutchinson and Walter Jones light. We may have that.
Yeah.
You know, because he's that, yep. And they can grow together and play to. He may be the one that we don't answer all these calls to.
You got to take Fautanu. He can play tackle. He can play guard. His body type says center as well. He wants to play tackle. But listen, what has been the Achilles heel with this offense is just durability, availability. We've seen so many combinations. Last year at one point, this offensive line had the most combinations, starting combinations in the NFL. So what does Troy Fautanu do? He allows you to move him across the board. We've seen that with Phil Haynes. We saw that with Forsythe. I'm looking for a guy who is available, who can come in and compete for a job right now. I'm taking Troy if he's available. I'm taking him.
Bump and Dave, sorry, Bob, not to cut you out of this. But
go ahead,
Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah's last mock yesterday. First time we've ever seen a corner to the Seattle Seahawks. Daniel Jeremiah put out his mock, and it was Terrion Arnold, the top corner from Alabama, going to Seattle. I texted DJ. I said, DJ, is this your gut? Is this your instinct? Or do you know something? And he said, all I know is the Seahawks have done an immense amount of work on corners. They love some of these corners.
That wouldn't make a ton of sense as we sit here. Now, it would make sense in their philosophy, which John has emphasized with us each and every week, Dave, talking to him leading up to this, that, hey, we don't draft for need. We're not looking at a specific position. We're looking at who is the best, highest-rated player we've got on the board when the clock is on. That's who we're going with.
I call bull on that unless we see it. In this situation, a bull.
That they don't do that?
Unless we see it. I think last year that was the situation. I think this year it's a bit different. I think this year you go for need at 16. Having six quarterbacks go before you allows you to go ahead and get the guy that you want. They have to be looking at the offensive line. They have to be looking at the interior defensive line. I think that they're going to spin it any way that they want to, whoever they pick. But I think you go after somebody that you need to play right now, that's offensive line, that's defensive line. If they go corner, then I can say, okay, they're
Wyman's
sticking
about
to their
ready
theory.
To eat his napkin. What?
No, well, I was just going to.
He's hungry. Leave him alone, man.
Were you mad at the way that Spoon played last year? I mean, they didn't need him. They didn't need him at number five. They were fine at corner.
Guy played his tail off.
He's the best player on the team on either side of the ball.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. And that's just as a rookie. I mean, nobody gets it. Some of the instinctive, crazy things that he did. Yep. I always talk about the one pass he deflected against the Niners where he wasn't even looking at the ball. He was watching the receiver and he figured, I bet you the ball's gonna come here. Puts his hand up with his back to the quarterback, knocks the pass down. I mean, that guy, so if you get and trusting John that he's gonna get somebody of that caliber. I'd be okay with it.
It's in John we trust. That's what we're going with right now. The Bump's calling BS on it. We'll see what happens. The Colts,
they do it.
Unless they do it, it's BS. The Colts pick is in again. The Seahawks on the clock after the Colts make this announcement here. We'll see if this will be the first defensive player of the draft is Brock. I don't know if you're aware of that. There's been no defenders taken to this point. But the Colts pick is in, and we'll see if the Seahawks stick at 16. There's going to be a lot of options for them. Maybe if they've got 2, 3, 4 players all kind of even in terms of the way they ranked them, they'll feel like we can trade back and still get one of our guys. So we will we'll see what the Colts war room looking very calm right now, and they've got their pick in. What do you think? Is it defense? Is it offense? Bump, make the call.
Defense.
First defense. He's calling it right now. First defensive player.
He's a cheater.
Way to go, Clayton.
First play. Clayton,
I love you, Professor.
I got the X.
All right. I was setting you up to look like
I know.
Genius,
we got some haters to your left and right. Let me live.
I was trying to set Bump up to look like a genius just, out here.
I wasn't going to say the name. I was going to say
is it just
going to
be another Pac-12er? Is it going to be another Pac-12er?
Oh, jeez. I hope everybody's getting these huge hints that are being dropped. Watch your toes.
Does anybody just get butterflies? I'm looking at it and says Seattle Seahawks on the clock.
Wow, on the clock. They're heading out there now. I think Roger Goodell making his way to the podium with the Indianapolis Colts.
With the 15th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Laiatu Latu, defensive end. UCLA.
There you go. Laiatu Latu, edge rusher out of UCLA, headed to the Indianapolis Colts. The Seattle Seahawks are currently on the clock. We're going to come back with their pick as we continue live from the Virginia Mason Athletic Center at Seattle Sports on 710.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.